أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with our look at Surah Al-Isra, we've been looking at section 4. And yesterday we looked at 8 of the 10 Quranic commandments which are listed in ayat 23 to 39. We will continue with these today with ayah 35, where Allah says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَأَوْفُوا الْكَيْلَ إِذَا كِلْتُمْ وَذِنُوا بِالْقِسْطَاسِ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ وَأَحْسَنُ تَعْوِيلًا. Give full measure when you measure, and weigh with a just balance, an even balance. That is better. And the long-term results are much better with this. So the message here is engage in honest business practices. Don't shortchange people. Make payments on time. Provide the service that you agreed to. Fulfill your work contracts. This is what this ayah is trying to say. And better in the long run means you will be more trusted. Your customers will keep on coming back. Ayah 36. وَلَا تَخْفُوا مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ إِلْمٍ. Don't follow that which you have no knowledge of. Khafa is to get right behind someone. Now, there's two types of knowledge. There's tanzili, which is revealed, and then there's irtiqai, evolutionary or acquired knowledge. Now, this one says, إِنَّ السَّمْعَ وَالْبَصَرَ وَالْفُعَادَ كُلُّ أُولَيْكَ كَهَنَ عَنْهُ مَسْئُولَ. Your hearing, your sight, and your heart will all be questioned. So it is referring not to revealed knowledge, it's talking about acquired knowledge. Don't follow superstition. For example, we saw before that birds were a bad omen or they were an omen. Here it's saying follow everything based on knowledge. And one of the messages of this ayah is not to be led by emotions in our behaviors, because everything is going to be questioned. Now, straight after, because with knowledge comes the danger of arrogance. So ayah 37 says, وَلَا تَمْشِي فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحًا. Don't walk around arrogantly on the earth. Marah is to an arrogant show of joy, you know, that smug look on someone. And Allah is saying, don't do that. إِنَّكَ لَن تَخْرِكَ الْأَرْضَ. You will not crack the earth with your stomping around and strutting your stuff. وَلَن تَبْلُغَ الْجِبَالَ طُولًا. And neither will you reach the heights of the mountains. In other words, it's saying, know your place. Kharqa is a piece of ripped cloth. So you won't even do that. You won't even touch the earth with that. Why are you walking around so smugly? What have you got to be so smug about? And then ayah 38. كُلُّ ذَلِكَ كَانَ سَيِّرَهُ عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ مَكْرُوَى. All of that. That means all these 10 commandments. All the things that have been mentioned. He says they are evil deeds as far as your master is concerned. And they have always been detestable. مَكْرُوَى. By the way, مَكْرُوَى in the Quran is not the same as مَكْرُوَى in fiqh. In the Quran, even murder is makruh, unacceptable. So let's not confuse the two words in the two different places together. Finally, the last ayah in this section, ذَلِكَ مِمَّا أَوْحَى إِلَيْكَ رَبُّكَ مِنَ الْحِكْمَةِ. This says, that is, all this is a piece of the wisdom that Allah has revealed to you. وَلَا تَجْعَلْ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَىٰنْ آخَرٍ. Don't associate anyone as a god besides Allah. This has been the message throughout the books, the revealed books, the Torah, the Injil, the Quran. And he says, فَتُلْكَ فِي جَهَنَّمَ مَلُومًا مَضْحُورًا. Because if you do that, you will be thrown into Jahannam, blamed. مَضْحُورًا is you'll be pushed in. It's strong language. It's to let them know that there are some limits you will not cross. So we've looked at now the 10 basic Quranic commandments from this section. Inshallah, tomorrow we will progress on to section 5. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم.